This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Sam Hendren. Ohio helped propel Donald Trump in his stunning victory over Hillary Clinton last night. He picked up Ohio's electoral votes thanks in large part to disaffected white voters worried about the economy. In few places was that more apparent than Pickaway County, which saw the largest Trump jump in the counties that surround Columbus. WOSU's Esther Honig was in the Pickaway County seat of Circleville today. Before we hear from voters there, just how much did Pickaway and other counties go for Trump, Esther?
Well, let's start in Franklin County, which Trump lost. The percentage of ballots cast for the Republican here was actually down about 3% compared to 2012, but it increased in every other county that touches Franklin County. The support for the Republican in this race was up 8% in Madison County, 6% in Licking County, 5% in Delaware County, 4% in Fairfield County, and 3% in Union County.
Getting back to Pickaway County, Trump won 11% more of the vote than Mitt Romney did in 2012. Do we know why?
So, first of all, Trump did well in just about every part of Ohio outside of major metro areas. And I had the chance to actually go to Circleville and walk around, pop into a few local businesses and talk to folks. And what I found is that there's a strong disconnect. Many folks in Pickaway County say they don't recognize the country they read about in the news. For example, this is one woman I spoke with, Wendy Gardner.
Patriotism has gone down. We're no longer proud. You have, athletes and major role models kneeling and not participating in the anthem. I think that's disgraceful.
Pickaway also has the highest unemployment rate in any county touching Franklin. That could have led to some voter resentment. This is Michael E. Miller. He's a veteran, and he was actually laid off in 2003 when he says the factory where he worked went bankrupt and moved to Japan.
It feels like the bottom falls out of everything, and I was wondering if I would be able to maintain a good job, a good paying job like that, until I retired.
Miller told me that there's still a sense of anger here after the 2008 economic recession when people lost their homes and the good-paying jobs.
And, you know, you was taking CEOs and higher-ups in these industries, and they were having to flip hamburgers. And that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Due to the administration at the time, the jobs went overseas. And we need to get them jobs back.
There was actually a tissue factory that opened up just this year and plans to hire 300 employees, but that wasn't enough for folks like Miller to feel like they're really bouncing back.
We've heard from some triumphant Republicans. How were Democrats taking the news today?
So I talked to Sheriff Radcliffe. He's the only Democratic candidate that had a race for his position and won in Pickaway County. He says, while voters in Pickaway County voted predominantly Republican, the majority of voters here are actually registered as independents. And each year, the election can go either way.
And it just happened that this particular election, most independents appears, especially in the primary, that they voted Republican.
I did reach out to the local Democratic Party in Pickaway County, and when I asked about last night's results, they actually laughed and hung up the phone. One woman I talked to at the local Walmart said she'd campaigned and voted for Clinton, and she just was not ready to talk about it.
Ohio Democrats understandably upset today. WOSU's Esther Honig, who spent time today in Pickaway County, which saw Republican support in yesterday's election jump 11% compared to 2012. Thanks, Esther.
Thank you, Sam.